Good morning. A Wednesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And Alan, I want to start in Cleveland, where the Cubs have forced a game 7, which is tonight in Cleveland, beating the Indians 9-3. What an exciting World Series this year.
Hallelujah. There's nothing better than when a team which is behind comes back, and also America's Cinderella team. The poor Clevelands, if it were anybody else, they would have America on their side. But the Cubs, long out in the wilderness, finally have a shot, and they get it together, and their brilliant managerial team has done such a good job. And of course, the home office headed by Theo Epstein is really something. So first the Bostons and now the Cubs. What a story this all is.
From that to more documents released by the FBI, Alan. Yesterday, the files that were published related to a pardon Bill Clinton issued to financier Mark Rich and further accusations of messing with the presidential election.
Well, look, everybody is stunned that the FBI's timing on this is so clearly tied to the election. Look, the FBI director got beaten up very badly by everybody for his earlier releases of material. Now you have a confirmation of that. What possible rationale is there for releasing stuff right before the election? We're talking days before the election. It does appear, not only in this country, but to the world, that the fix is in. And at the federal police force, get it? That's exactly the word I'm using, because that's what it is. Reminiscent of what goes on in Russia and in the old Soviet Union and in countries all over the world in which the police are playing a role in the election, despite the fact that they have been told time again not to do that. It does show a breach between the Justice Department and the FBI. It brings back all these ideas of J. Edgar Hoover interfering in American politics and keeping files, and everybody knows don't mess with them because those files will get released. This is a very scary thing, and it goes way beyond anything we thought we would see here. And by the way, David, the Mark Rich group was not only Mark Rich, but a lot of other people who got pardoned at the same time, some of whom had a lot of money. And this is going to be a real eye-opener. Look, the FBI is obviously wrong to do this. Terrible. But it is also a reminder to politicians that if you do things that are marginal, at very least, you really got to figure that at some point it's going to come back and bite you in the fanny.
Meantime, we see the numbers creeping up a bit for Trump, 88-12 in favor of Clinton this morning, I saw in the Times.
Now, remember, David, that's probability.
Right.
The polls are showing 1 point in one place for Trump, but again and again, Clinton leading by 1 point, 2 points, 3 points. Now, come on, this is very reminiscent of the Brexit vote, which going away was supposed to be staying in the European Union for the bits by 3%. And yet it went down. So you can't assume anything. We also see an article in the Times this morning that the early black vote that was expected has not materialized in the way that it was expected to. And there is a big worry, because when polled, African Americans say overwhelmingly we're voting for Clinton. But when it's time to come out and vote, not everybody who says that they're going to do it does it. Now, of course, the election isn't here yet, but we're talking about early voting. But this is of concern to the Clinton people.
Of concern is control of the Senate and the issue of some of the congressional races as well, and including now a very closely watched race in the 19th House District between John Faso and Zephyr Teachout. A new poll has Zephyr Teachout just marginally in the lead.
That's right. And that's different from what happened before. We saw that in earlier polls, John Faso was leading by a single point. Now, there are a couple of points for Zephyr Teachout, and it does seem to be going more in her way. Now, remember that a lot has to do with who comes out for the presidential election. And this time, that is in Zephyr Teachout's corner, because New York State is going to go way for Hillary. That may not be true around the rest of the country, but it's certainly true in New York.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.